So Moses is like this. Hilkach, therefore, since we have these three klolim, the klol Allah is like this. Hilkach. Min b'sheina minai dehetera b'tayma. If min falls in b'sheina minai dehetera, then b'tayma pashut you can taste it. Chur means to say, let's say, truma falls into something else. Rashi says, min b'sheina minai, sh'odim yochol ha'avchim tayma, yishneim shal heter, sh'yochol ben bris l'tayma, g'goin truma b'chum, right? Let's say a little bit truma, one apple of truma falls in, whether that gets cooked up, falls into a pot, into a soup. So now a kohen can taste the soup, because for him it's mutter. So he's allowed to taste it. If he doesn't taste the apple there, then it's mutter if anybody eats the soup. That's the case of taima. What's going to be the surah? Let's say in a case, let's say where treifus falls in, or a treifa fish falls into the meat. So here a Jew can't taste it, because he has to mess it, maybe it's also. So the Yisur, if an Issa falls in and no Jew could taste it, then the place is Bekhela. Let a Goyisha cook taste it. And we could rely on him. And if he tells us that it doesn't taste the Issa, it's Mutta. But it is only by Min B'Sheinim Minay that you could taste it. If an apple falls into a vegetable soup, so you could taste the vegetable soup to see if the apple tastes there or not. But what's going to be now Min B'Minay? Let's say apples fall into an apple. Let's say a piece of meat falls into the one piece of meat that's Trefa. Falls into other pieces of meat that are kosher, so you can't go bust the tasting because they all taste alike. So when we say it's boto min b'minoi, the lemos of the lekla make him a time, we can't rely upon the taste because it all tastes alike. Then, or else inami, or else in a case of min b'shein min of the yisura and also the lekla kfeila, what are we going to do in a case? Let's say this treifa meat falls into a vegetable soup, so we don't know if the meat gives off taste into the vegetables or not. And let's say in the case where there's no goy there, a goy should cook to taste it. So what do you do then? Then the klal is, b'shishim, you go bust the shishim. That if you have 60 times the amount of the treif of kosher there, you could say it's kosher, you'll not eat it. If then you always have to be afraid that maybe it is meisim tam. Rashi says, Yisur is going to bust the cholov, yamin b'mino yeh b'in v'yisur, yeh. See, these are different klalim. Pravadi shishim, for sure it's mutter. Question is, if you have somebody taste it, sometimes it could even be mutter, even though it was less than shishim. That's if it would have a great tasting, although the kohen could taste it. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, "Hahu hanu at moso diim lachay beresh kalusa." There were pieces of meat that were salted by Resh Kalusa. He was salting different pieces of meat. He had a lot of pieces of meat there. He was salting them. Yeah. And Beresh Kalusa, the Gidim Nasha, and they forgot to take out the Gidim Nasha. The Gidim Nasha was still inside them, and they salted the piece of meat now. So Shalom, what's the locha? So Ravinus said the piece of meat is also, since he salted it, the Vaisai salting is called like Bishel. It's called like it was cooked up with the Gidim Nasha, and therefore the thing is also. Yeah, Ravina says also, Ravacha bar Ravashi, sure, he said, no, it's mutter. He said, it's mutter. Yeah, Tamar says, also, Shadu Lama bar Ravashi, came to ask my Ravashi, what should we do? Omalu Abba, he said, Abba, sure, my father also said, it's mutter. Omale Ravacha bar Rav Ravina, my daitcha, what's your reasoning? Like, why do you want to say it's also? Rashi says, my dad, why do you want to say it's also? Atalei, imishum, if you're like Shmuel Diyoma. If you're like Diyoma, the Gemara says, Diyoma, Shmuel says, Meliach, Harei Kuraseach, that when you salt a piece of meat, you salt something, it becomes hot like you're cooking it up. Here also, since you salted this piece of meat with the Gidah Nosher inside it, it's like you cooked it up together, and therefore the piece of meat becomes also. That's Shmuel's Alacha. Who I didn't kovush, let's say you soak something. If you soak it, it's also the same thing. If you soak it, kovush, harek mavushal, you pickle it, let it soak together, then it's also harek mavushal, like you cooked it up. So therefore, kopon for the ratio, salting it should be yasa. Rashi says also, as kovush means b'chayim, that you like salted it, you soaked it in vinegar, the tavla of spices. Yeah. Samura says, what? For I have Omer Shmuel says, lo shonu alosh nizbashu bo. Shmuel himself says, when do we say in the Mishnah Gidah Nosh is also? If you cook up the thigh, only if you cook up the thigh. Avonitz leboy, But if you roast it together, if you roast a thigh with its gidon asher inside it, Shmuel says, then koil of yechel. You're allowed to just cut off the meat, eat the meat, just leave it over the gidon asher. Ach megil al gid, until you come to the gid. So what's the moskash lechur that salting it can't be better than tzli, than roasting it. But just like by roasting it, it does not spread. Adrab, we say the tam stays inside and you can eat the meat, just not the gidon asher. So moskash lechur, the same thing as by salting also. Maybe no. The chita, maybe you tell me no. Mike roser to come out. You know what Shmuel says? If you salt a piece of meat, it's cold like it's roser, like it's hot. Maybe it means roser to mevushel. Maybe it means to say it's mamish, like you cooking it up. So then it would be good. Therefore, it would be also now this thigh, because you cooked up the gidonosher inside it. So Shmuel says no. For me to come a kovush, harek mevushel, since Shmuel says that when you soak it in vinegar, that makes the kimavushel. Mechal is approved to Raseach the Tzlikoma. That Shmuel first said, if you salt the meat, it's called Raseach, it's hot, mashma not like Bishol, they only like Tzli by roasting it. Mechal the Raseach the Tzlikoma, mashma's only roasting it. So that's a kasha then. So what? He said he had his Gidonosh, this piece of meat is also, it was only salted. So Mar says kasha, that's a good kasha. If you learn like that salting is only Tzli, then that's a good question. But I said the reason why they want to say it was also is because they held that no, this salting is mamash really kroser did the mevushel. That's why they wanted to say that it was also. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Chanina, Tishein Mishairin Beroitiv Uvekefo Uvechatichos Uvekedero. When you're mishairing something, Rashi says the Isso B'Shishim. Let's say a piece of tray for meat fell into a pot of a lot of soup there, a lot of vegetables inside there. So what do we call 60 times against a piece of meat? So Yimisham the Gemara says, Beroitiv, with the water inside of the juice, Uve Kefo, that means the thick part in there, Chtichas, pieces of vegetables, Uve Kedero, the pot itself. Everything is included with the Shishim against the piece of meat, the tray that fell in. Rashi says, Kishayim Misharon Isra B'Shishim, Asherim Noisa, Shiei Bay Echim B'Shishim, Beroitiv, the Kefo, the Chtichas, Uve Kedero. The whole thing. Kefir, as she says, that means dak shabos, the small pieces of meat on the bottom, the talvin spices that come on the bottom of the pot. So kids, everything is included in part of the shishim to go against that issa. Ikadiyami, some say, what do you mean by the kdeira, the pot? Some say the kdeira atzma means also the size of the pot is also included. The vice versa, there's tam inside the walls of the pot. So when you cook it up now, that tam comes out, so that's also included in the shishim to mevatol, the tam of the issa. And so some say you mishayir with the thickness of the pot itself. And vikadiyami, some say no, but my debona kadeira. We don't go after the thickness of the pot, but only if you know that you cooked up things before in the pot and how much was it absorbed in the pot. Rashi says, but my debona kadeira, imreinu, if we see that kishenof al shom, kodim shenesmayit, vianame sharina noisa liyachash nesbasho, lekumay shenof al shom, it's in the case like this, that let's say you put a piece of carrot in the soup, and then you took the carrot out. So you see how much the carrot became smaller when it was cooked and you first put it in. So that amount of difference for sure like went into the pot. So that's how you mishaya. You mishaya how much of the heta you think actually went into the pot. So that's included within the 60 against the issa that falls in. That's called the mad, the bones that what the ktera absorbed. Omer Abavua, Omer Rav Yechanon, Kol Issa and Shabbat Torah, Misharinon, Kilohen Botzo the Kaflot. He holds all Issa and Shabbat Torah, like you don't go Botzo Shishim, but you go Botzo as if it's Botzo an onion, the Kaflot. That's what he says. He has onions or leeks. That's the way you do it. So let's see what Rashi say. He says the kolish nush, but there says levarik tekstun gira nosha. And after Mishnah says you go bosa and lefes. So Mishnah says Rashi says kilu is as if the Easter is bosal is onions or kaflet or leek. Vilu hoy nois in tam bet, if it would have been like a real onion or leek, it would have given tam into the heter. Zeshnes bashli mo oisrin. Vachi sur le moslem etun. Talking the case, we can't taste it. Vemim b'minoi, or else b'sheminu leki surai. Tiakati Rashi said, Liyista Kilchas of Shishim, like we didn't know yet, we go Bas Shishim. That really we don't pass one like this Gemara. But so far we didn't know the Klal of Shishim. But so far he says, Yemeshayir it as if it was the Isra itself is onion or leek. How much time that would give off into the Heta? Om said, Amor says this, Omo Le Rab Abba, Le Abaya, Sarab Abba said back to Abaya. Why do you pick on an onion for? Why don't you pick on pepper and big spices? And then I'll say a swear that will be a little bottling. But those are real sharp stuff. So even a small amount is not bottling in 1,000. So how do you get the sheer punk and onion? Why don't you take something sharp already? So he says no. Omele says sheer chom, the chom made a sheer, the chom made a sheer, an amount. That the yay meisim tam be surim yesim ibotsu bakavla. There's no real issa that gives off time more than the time of an onion or leek. So therefore, they pick these two. The Omer of Nachman says, you should know gid bishishim, that when gid hanosha is cooking up another piece of meat, if he has 60 times the amount of gid hanosha, it becomes mutter. And v'yein hagid min aminyim, but you don't include the gid. Mean to say, you have to have 60 times of heter the amount of iser. And the Easter is not included. Not halacha. Well, a small piece of an ounce of gid hanosha falls in, so you have to have 60 other ounces of heter there, and then it becomes mutter. What about kechal? Kechal, Rashi says, that's the dodim of a behemah. So it has milk inside it. So the question is, if you cook it up, it has bosa becholov, really. So there, if you cook up kechal, that's like the dodim, the breast of the animal, it has milk inside it. There we say it's bottle b'shishim, chal b'shishim, but there's like chal min aminyan. You can include the chal itself. Even though in the chal there's milk, you cook it up with other pieces of meat, you have to be afraid the milk comes out and gives time into the meat. But if you have 59 other pieces, the same size as chal, so the chal itself could be the 60th piece. And the reason is because the chal itself is meat. It's only there's the milk inside it. So when that milk comes out, the meat of the chal is like heter. So that's including the other 59 pieces together. It's like 60 pieces against the milk, and therefore it's mutter. That's called chal b'shishim, chal min aminyan. Beitza, let's say you have an egg. That's also, Rashi says, a beitza, an egg, from an oif tamei, and becomes bought another beitzim. So here the locker is beitza b'shishim, so he bought 60 other eggs, but here the yain beitza min aminyan. The beitza is not included in the minyan. You need 60 against it. That's also a kura pasha. Omreb Yitzva Breid Rav Masharshia Ukecholatzma Yosa, but you know the Chol itself, the Dodim itself, those there also, you can't eat. Rashi the Cholat was Rashi Shuraya Bosa Noisim by Tam, Vuloi Nosan Tam the Bosa Lefi Shemu Toya. Visha Bosa Nosan by Tam, when the Chol itself, that itself remains also. What's the reason? Because as soon as you cook it up, like the milk inside makes it itself into an novella, like so, chal itself becomes also. In other words, the tam of the meat itself stays there, and it has the milk inside it. So therefore, at the chal itself, the others itself, they become also. The Mora says, but v'nof l'gdera, and therefore v'nof l'gdera cheres oiser. So it gives off tam to the other pot, and could ask the other pot. It's like bosa v'cholov coming out. And this is the question, Omer Rav Ashi, Ki Avina Be Rav Kana, when Bar Rav Kana asking Rav Kana questions like, E Boilon had a question like this, Ki Misharinon Bididei Misharinon, how will you Mishayir, let's say this Kechal now, falls into another pot of soup, let's say, so you have to have 60 against it. You say you have to have 60 against the whole volume of the Kechal itself, or else maybe you have been mad enough with Minei Misharinon. You only have to Mishayir how much comes out from it, that's all, how much is Polit. How much tam comes out from the kechal? The Rashi says, "Ein tzrichin shei beheter ela b'shishim masha polat." That's what it spits out like. Do amay the yosi come on la begderu mishne shadinu in the bar. That the actual kechal itself, that you're throwing away, that's not staying here. So that should not be part of the cheshbon of the yisur. Maybe only what comes out. So that's the question. When you have to have 60 against it, 60 against what? Against the whole kechal, or maybe just the tam? The juice that came out of it. Samara says, Pshita for sure, Dibididei Misharinin. Yes, you have to have 60 times against the Kechal itself, against the whole volume of the Kechal. Why? Because the Ibramai did nothing. If you only want to be Samach on what came out, the question is, Mindo Yadinon. We don't know. How do we know how much came out? We don't know how much came out. So therefore, we're not Mishayr against the time what came out, but rather we're Mishayr need 60 against the Ogchal. So now the question is, so on the Miyatev, so we need 60 against the Ogchal. So not the Kedera Cheret, if this Kchal itself fell into another Kedera, lo yeser, the Kur should not become also. And the Kur, all the time of it came out already, was bought up alive already. So Kur, why is the Kchal itself also? Vashas says, Elo Miyato, we value, we shot it up about the Kchal itself. And so, ha'ifto kulei, the whole Kchal was bought already. Shalom kolat ve'tavshom. My boy Shishim Kamai Skuli, we don't consider the whole thing got out already, so why do you have to 60 times against it? So since we're Mishari Bekuloi, so Rashi asked the question, and when it falls into another part, the Kurumor's question is, it should be Muta, Lo Yeser. Samara says, no, the Yisoid is that Kivin, the Yom Rav Yitzchak, Braid Rav Mishashio, Ukechal Atzmoy also, since he already said before that when you cook up the Kechal with other things, even though maybe it's bottom, Braid, the other things are Muta. But still the Kechal itself becomes also. And the Pshat is that Shavyu Rabbonin Kechatichot Nevelo. The Rabbonin made this mamish like a Kechatichot Nevelo. The Rashi says, Mavnei Shebetchilo Neserachla Nitzmak. That first, when you cook it up, the milk itself stays in the meat at the time of Basa B'cholav there. So therefore, right away it's Neser. On Meoz Rashi says, Shavyu Rabbonin Kechatichot Nevelo. The Rabbanim made it not like a whole cheftz as a cheftz of the Yisura. Shiliyolam Asur, Kadimim Asisim, Isman Shemakiroi. So kids, the Rabbanim made this Kchal as if it itself is Vada Yosa. So therefore, even though all the time of the milk goes out, but so what? The time of the meat itself is also like Nas Nevela. Therefore, it always answers even though it falls into another pot. That's the loch of the Kchal itself, even though one way a little bit may call the Shishim against it, the Kchal itself is Min HaMinyan. But I call upon him Nogeya to Kechal itself, it itself is Nas Novela. And it itself is awesome, and even after it was bottle like the time, it was in 60. In this part, when you take out the Kechal and put it into another part, then Echem is the lasses. Because the Kechal, the meat of the Kechal itself, now with Rabbonim, Rashi has a Shein Novela on it. And therefore, it itself becomes a Chticha Yisura. Now it says about the Beitzo Bishishim. If you have a Beitzo that came out of a knife, of a trefo, so it's also the beitzah. So if you cook it up with 60 other beitzim, then because then the time is muta. But v'yein beitzim and aminyan, this beitzah is filling, it's not part of it. You can't have just 59 of this one. You have to have 60 that tero, and then only the one the yisa. So Moshe says, oh, malei rav idi bar avi l'abayo, l'meimu, what do you want to tell me? D'yoyvit time, what do you want to tell me? That when you cook up this trefidik egg, it gives off time into the other eggs, and therefore, if there's not shishim against it, it become also. I, Varmiyinshi, people say, ki maya debeya biyama. It's just like water. You don't taste it anything. When you cook up the egg with anything else, it doesn't get any taste. Because no taste comes out of the eggs. It comes out of an egg. So what do you say? It's been racing time like. Samara says, oh, malay, hocha, b'maya, you know, we're talking about over here. The beitzes are froyach. And it's not talking about there's a chick inside the egg. Rashi says, Shehabosa noy saint tam. Veloishino temeyev loishino teiro. The nevelahi. Hey, it's the chick itself. When it's inside the egg, it's called the nevela tzasatit. That's the pshat over here. That tam goes off. So if you have 60 other eggs against it, then the tam is bottling all the other 60s. But if you have less than that, then the tam goes out and it makes all the other ones awesome. All right, we'll stop here.